Lecture 3, Omens of Conflict.
In our previous lecture, we had discussed the background of 19th century ideas of progress, the impact of the dual revolutions in politics and in industry. Today we want to consider in our lecture some omens that were of a darker nature, that promised progress, yes, but did so through conflict. The 19th century had often in its thought emphasized concepts of progress, and there were certainly objective reasons for confidence in the notion of an ever-increasing betterment of the human condition. The confidence rested on things like the growing influence of liberal ideas, such as human rights, toleration, constitutional government, the rule of law, and very real and visible scientific advances, which had revolutionized to a great extent in the course of just a generation or two the lives of so many ordinary people in Western civilization. At the same time, and this will form the subject of today's lecture, there were certainly countercurrents in the thought of Western culture in the 19th century, extending into the 20th century, which didn't reject the notion of progress, but explicitly saw conflict, clashes, perhaps war, as the key to advancing progress and to achieving that betterment that was longed for. One enormously influential set of ideas that made conflict a key part of its prescription for the future was the scientific socialism of Marxism. This enormously influential set of ideas of the 19th century was developed by Karl Marx and by his associate, Friedrich Engels. Karl Marx was born in Western Germany. He was a student of philosophy who was unable, after finishing his degree, to find an academic position due to his very fervently held atheism. He instead turned from desires for an academic career to journalism and then to political activism in exile after his radical views had already closed off other career paths of a more conservative sort. Karl Marx announced his doctrines, together with his associate Engels, in a slim booklet of just a few scant pages in 1848 entitled The Communist Manifesto. This was a small booklet that would affect the lives of literally millions and millions in our own times. Though it expressed in a concentrated and distilled form his analysis of the present day, how we had gotten there, as well as where the world was headed, he continued later to work out in much more detail his theories in a multi-volume masterwork entitled Das Kapital, Capital. Marxism was presented quite consciously as a science of revolution. We need here to think of the ubiquity of evolutionary ideas that had already been propounded by thinkers like Charles Darwin. Marx, one might justifiably say, aimed to do the same for human history, to discern the deeper laws, the deeper dynamics, and to show how these could be mastered. Marx rejected earlier thinkers in the socialist tradition as merely utopian socialists. When Marx used utopian socialists, it was definitely not a compliment. Rather, their plans were based not on material realities, but instead on wishful thinking, on hopes and ideals. Karl Marx stated, by contrast, that his doctrine, a truly scientific socialism, was based in observable realities, empirical truth, and the world as it really was. Marxism soon became influential, in part because it brought together so many contemporary concerns: evolution, the high prestige of science, the increasing need to turn towards mass politics for legitimacy. And as a result of bringing together these concerns, it often exercised considerable appeal for contemporaries, because it promised not just an explanation of how the world was, but also seemed to promise the keys to history and to progress. Karl Marx's thought sought to overturn the thought of the German philosopher Georg Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel, a brand of thought known as idealism, which had argued that ideas, concepts, were a truer reality than their expression in the physical world. Karl Marx was proud of, as it were, turning Hegel, his teacher, on his head.